when you guys got this started 10 years ago, did you ever think that this was going to become a yearly holiday event in the Miami Valley?
No. And I can honestly say that the first 2 years that it happened, I was not involved as a member of the band. So the first 2 years that it was put on, I know Mark and Joe kind of got together and decided to do this show. And over the years, hearing Mark talk about it was never meant to be an ongoing thing. They just wanted to do something to kind of cap the year off. And it really does bring together a lot of people that we don't get to see. They're in town from the ho from you know for the holidays. People that have moved away over the years. And it was kind of just an excuse to get everybody together and do a show that really showcased all the bands in Dayton. And when it first started, the first couple, 2 or 3 years, maybe even four, we had out-of-town bands come in. And we haven't been doing that as much lately because there's been so many bands from Dayton that we wanted to have on the show, so there's not really room to put an out-of-town band on it as well.
So that's got to make it more of an incentive for folks to come out, especially maybe audience members who may be traveling, traveling back to Dayton to sort of get to see what their friends and their community has been doing over the past year musically that they may have missed out on.
Or even longer than that, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely. I'm always at the door, so I see everybody that comes in, and I can say that a good majority of the people are people that have gone away and come back, and I'm sure it's nice for them to catch up and see what they've missed and kind of see friends that they've missed out on too, because it's one of those things that everybody that comes knows that there's going to be an old group of friends that they haven't seen as well. So it's part of it's the music, and part of it is getting to see the people that they haven't seen for 2 or 3 years, but like, oh, okay, hey, I know that everybody's going to be here tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and go out and one, get to hear other bands that I haven't seen because maybe they're newer since I've been gone, but two, I know I'm going to get to catch up with some friends that I haven't seen in a few years as well. So it does make it a really nice, like, welcome home thing. And for Mark this year, he's been gone. I mean, he's been out of the country 3 times this year, so for him, it's like a homecoming on his own to see some friends as well because he hasn't really been here this year.
In talking about you and Mark, tell me a little bit about what the Story Changes has been up to. I know that you guys have been doing some recording in between his various travels.
Yeah, we took most of the year off from touring to write a record. We started writing last year and kind of finished up the demos over the summer before he left, and he came home from Europe, and we went right into the studio with our friend Micah Carley from Hawthorne Heights and recorded 12 songs for a new record. And right before they left for Australia, we finished up the record, and it's going to get sent off to get mixed, I believe, right after the first of the year. So we have a new record coming out,
Very
which is,
cool.
yeah, really exciting. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get to play too many of the songs at the show on Saturday because we changed a lot of stuff, and I don't think either one of us knows how to play with the changes. So there'll be a couple of songs I think that we stayed pretty true to, but so now it's kind of like we get to relearn all of these new songs to get them ready to play out, and that's pretty fun.
I'm always interested in kind of the evolution of songs throughout that studio process. So it sounds like you guys, went into the studio and kind of let these songs do what they would in the studio, and a lot of them kind of morphed into perhaps something a little different than what you started with.
Well, we've gotten really good at doing pre-production ourselves. From being in the studio with a guy named Jamie Wolford, he taught us how to kind of trim our songs down, get to the hook quicker, or add things. But the producer this time, Micah, he had a few ideas after hearing our demos of things he wanted to add. It wasn't more or less changing too much of it. It was more just adding a little bit to each song. Like Mark had to change some melodies. I changed some drum parts. So the structure of the song pretty much stayed the same this time, but we just kind of added a little bit of a different flavor once we got into the studio. But I think that's good. It's when a fresh ear hears your song and he or she can say just something. They have an idea that will make the song better, will make it more memorable, or will kind of cut out things that don't need to be there. And that's kind of, that is what you're paying for, and that's what you want to go in for, is having somebody give you little pointers as to make the song a better song overall. When you go in the studio and you change something, every band always says when they leave the studio, we have to relearn the songs. And it's very true, because I don't know what I recorded in the studio because I haven't heard it back yet. But I know I changed a little bit of something on every song.
So it's that kind of going back and then figuring out, you know, from the tape, then what becomes
exactly.
the live show.
Exactly. And especially with me and Mark, because we're a two-piece band and we do, you know, the bass track is a real bass. It's a real bass guitar being played, but we have to play it the same every time, essentially. We have to, like, get it down to how the song's going to be. So he will have to go back in and retrack that stuff, and I'll have to go back in and relearn the song with stuff added, and so will he. So it's a little different than, like, a band that has all the members playing, and they can kind of hash it out, and, like, if they want to play it, they can do it the old way, whereas we've got to go in and take a little more time to set it up to play live. So when we rehearse tomorrow, we may or may not get into that, kind of changing something up and trying to play a new song at the show on Saturday, because it takes a little bit of time to do, but it's really fun. It's just a lot of work.
I would say as a two-piece, you guys probably have to be really, really in sync with each other in all ways when you're on the stage, especially.
Very much, but this is 8 years of me and Mark playing together, and we get a lot of compliments. Even before when we had a bass player, the three of us knew how to play very well together, and me and Mark can play really well together. So we have built that up over time. But essentially it's on both of us. When we play to a metronome, we both have to be on time, me especially. But there's parts where when the bass and the guitar or bass and drums cut out, Mark has to stay on time as well. But that just comes from years of playing together. We know how to do what we do. And I think that just comes from experience and playing and consistency.
What does 2013 look like for the Story Changes? You'll have the album release, I'm guessing, probably sometime in the first half of the year, perhaps. Are you guys looking to get out on the road sometime either in the summer or later in the year?
We are going to be hopefully releasing the album. I heard March or April. That's what I would imagine. CD, hopefully on LP as well. And yeah, once the spring hits, we will definitely do a little bit of touring for it. I want to. It's been a while since I've been on the road, so I'm ready to go back out. And not necessarily to go to promote the record, which I guess is what you're doing, but I want to go out on the road and go to the places that we've been and we do well, and we have friends that have supported us from the day when the band started. And then onwards, I want to go play for them and let them hear the new songs. Playing small towns we've never been to, I'm sure we'll do that as well. But my goal is to go like to certain specific cities, play the new stuff for them, let them have the new record, because essentially like we're doing this for us and for the people that have been supporting our band. And so touring is not a necessity anymore. It's something that we want to do. Like, we don't have to go tour to support a record that we're funding ourselves. So that's going to be a nice change of pace, that we can do it at our leisure and do it when we feel we have the time to do it.
So kind of making a return to those homes away from home out on the road.
Very much. And we have quite a few. And we have some friends that have moved around the country. So they're going to be opening new places for us to go. But when we go to their old cities, it'll be kind of sad not to see them there. But we know that we just have to go to different cities to see them. And that gives us an excuse to go to where they are as well. But definitely a home away from home kind of tour.
Well, bringing things back to here in Dayton this weekend, is there a particular band that you're super psyched to see on the bill? It's quite the bill, I have to say. It's going to be a great, great show.
It is. I will say that I want to see all the bands. I will not get to see any of the bands. I do the door, so I'm at the door all night long. I will get to see all of the bands that play on the the small acoustic stage, but it's not really acoustic, but the stage that's on the floor, because it's located really close to the door, I'll get to see them perform. But because we do get a really good attendance, I'm usually just at the door taking money, and welcoming people to the show, making sure people don't leave with drinks. I'm just kind of like keeping the door flowing all night long. So unfortunately, I never get to really leave my post. I don't ever get to really watch any of the bands, but I get to hear everybody and I get to see everybody that comes in and say hi. And so that's kind of my job of the night, and Mark gets to run around and make sure the show runs on time. So neither one of us really get to enjoy the show as much as we would like to. As you know, when you do a normal show, you get to kind of relax, you get to play, then you get to watch the bands, but it's such a busy night of work in addition to getting ready to play that we both kind of unfortunately don't get to see as much as we would like to.
For people who haven't been to this event, I have to say it is kind of nonstop music, because when the band is done on the main stage, there's a whole other thing happening on the floor. Is the two-stage idea, is that tricky to coordinate all that, especially in venues that really, you know, most venues in town only have one legitimate stage?
Well, we've made it work really well at Blind Bob's. They clear all the tables, so the floor is totally empty. The second stage is a little smaller. It's kind of compact, but it works really well. The location of it works well, and it's kind of up to the bands. We run a pretty tight ship. Everybody knows beforehand going into it how much time they have to play and how much time they have to break their gear down to allow the next band on. That way it can be a continuous flow of music. So while you have one band playing on the small stage, the band on the main stage is setting up, and then as soon as they're done, it allows the next band to just start right immediately. And it kind of keeps people from getting bored. It gives them something to do. It does make for a fairly long night of music, without a break in the noise. But it's the 10th year. It's been 10 bands every year, if I'm not mistaken. So people have come to expect that it's going to be 6 hours, give or take, of nonstop music. But we do have a few guys playing acoustic, and that brings the mood down a little bit, lets people have a little bit of conversation. And there's also the patio for people to go outside if they want to get a little break from it too. But all in all, it usually runs really smooth. And every year when it's over, when we're kind of packing up and talking about it, I always go home and write online, Twitter, whatever, how proud I am of like Dayton and all the bands that play and all the people that come out, because it's always, it's like the best night of the year as far as me show-wise goes. No matter, even the year that I went to Europe, like coming home and doing that, it was still better than any of the shows over there.